today's Garden Bite, I'm Terry Knight. That little flyer you have hovering over your hot dog is most likely the yellow jacket wasp. In late August, yellow jackets are at peak numbers and they want a sip of your drink or a bite of your food just as much as you do. I read about a great way to handle a stinging situation. Organic Gardening Magazine explains how to make a yellow jacket trap. No blowtorches needed. Although these guys are beneficial insects, they're certainly not welcome at your barbecue. You may want them out of there. Toxic chemicals are hardly an appealing solution around your picnic or your pollinator plants. Using one of those flat 2-liter bottles, you know, the ones that fit in your refrigerator door, you can make your own trap. Pour a half cup of water into the bottle. Add a quarter cup of sugar and shake till the sugar's dissolved. Add a cup of apple cider vinegar, shake again, and then add a decaying banana peel. The combination of sweet decay is nearly irresistible to the yellow jacket. Add enough water to make the bottle half full. Cut a 3/4-inch hole in the top of the bottle for the wasps to go in and have a sip. Most will not find their way back out. Reminds me of the Eagles tune, Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never check out. Now, take it out near the nest, or at least away from your eating area, and lay it down on its side with the opening facing up. That's sort of stating the obvious, but just to be clear. If you're around yellow jackets, try not to make sudden movements. That's an aggressive move and they'll attack. Unlike bees, yellow jackets can sting repeatedly. Remember to check out GardenBite.com for more information, along with my favorite links and recipes. Find my Garden Bite Facebook page and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.